Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top United Nations court ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military said Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by militants of Hamas.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Israeli Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added the overnight operation by the Army Intelligence Service was carried out in the northern Gaza, where there has been intense fighting in recent days. Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if that aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. Israel's army says the bodies of the three more hostages killed on October 7th were recovered overnight in Gaza. And meanwhile, the U.S. CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin resumed duty after undergoing a medical procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical and temporarily transferred power. On that same day, he told U.S. Naval Academy graduates they will lead through tension and uncertainty, and that two of last year's graduates were immediately thrust into conflict.
Those ensigns were aboard the USS Kearney, and they helped defend freedom of navigation in the Red Sea. They help those in distress at sea. They help degrade the capabilities of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia. And they help shoot down missiles and UAVs.
Taiwan says it has scrambled jets and put missile, naval, and land units on alert over drills China has announced around the self-governing island democracy. The defense ministry said China's irrational provocation jeopardized regional peace and stability. China's military said it started two-day exercises surrounding Taiwan Thursday in what it called punishment for separatist forces seeking independence on the self-governed island. A new president took office in Taiwan this week. It was said he seeks dialogue with Beijing while maintaining Taiwan's de facto independent status and avoiding conflicts that could draw in chief foreign supporters. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports family members are grieving an American couple, church missionaries, killed during a gang attack on Haiti.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davy Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant imminent and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. Request a U.S. District Judge follows a false claim by Trump earlier in the week that the FBI agents who searched his home in August 22 were authorized to shoot him and locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Attorney for Trump did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.